Hey. Hey, hi. Hi, how are you? Yes, are you having a good day? Well, happy to hear that. Are you excited about the Christmas night out tonight? Me too. Yes, this company always puts on the best Christmas nights out, and you in particular always do dress very prettily, if I do say so myself, though don't tell HR that. Oh, I'm so glad you're not offended, of course. You know that the corporate environment today, you're not allowed to compliment a man without being dragged before the HR department. I'm so glad you're not one of those boys. Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you because I know we are supposed to exchange Secret Santa presents at the night out, but, well, secret's out. I got you in the drawer, and I wanted to give it to you now. Oh no, not here. Come here. Let's go into a private meeting room. Okay, here it is. Happy Christmas. Are you excited? I'm excited to see you open it. Go on. Do you like it? Yes, it's exactly what you think it is. I can see you're speechless, I understand. But I just have one very specific question for you. Do you like it? It's all right if you don't. I won't be offended. Don't be shy, come on. You do like it. I'm so happy to hear that. And the reason I wanted to give it to you before we go for the night out is because I want you to wear it on the night out. Yes, there is a remote, and yes, I will be holding it. Oh no, don't worry about that. I brought lube. I'll even throw it in as an extra little present for you. Yes, let's put it in now. Drop your trousers. Come on, don't be shy. Very nice. It's nice to see you take care of yourself down there. I see this movement today of young men not grooming themselves properly. But I'm happy to see that you are a proper young gentleman. Okay, bend over the table and spread your cheeks open for me. Here we go. I'm just going to just open you up. There we go. Very nice. Just relax. Just relax. You are quite tight. I'm glad I didn't get one that's very big. I thought it was safer to go with the smaller option. I'd say it's about as big as three of my fingers. We're just working with one at the moment. I'm just gliding my finger in and out. I'm going to put my hand on the small of your back. Good, you're taking this very well. You're a natural. Most boys find it difficult to relax when you start doing this, but you are taking it very well. Oh, you're so pretty down there. Okay, let's add another finger. Nice and slow. Good, nice and slow. There we go. I'm just going to leave them where they are, just for a minute, allow you to adjust. How are you feeling? Good, good. Now you tell me when you want me to start moving. Okay, I'm going to start moving now. Take deep breaths, deep breaths. Very good. Are you ready for a third finger already? All right, third finger it is. Oh, just look at them going in so easily. Oh, yes. Why, yes, I am enjoying this. Thank you very much. Are you? I should hope so. This Secret Santa present is all for you, darling. Okay, that's a lie. It is for me as well, but I've had my eye on you for a while, and I know you've had your eye on me. You've just been too shy to approach, haven't you? Lovely, all right. Time for the main attraction. I'm just going to lube it up, make it nice and wet. Okay, are you ready? In it goes. Good. There. Okay, I'm just going to take some tissues, clean you up, clean off the excess lube. Right. Now I'm going to pull up your trousers and your underwear. Let's not buckle them just yet. I want you to walk around the office just a little bit, just so we know that it's not going to fall out. We wouldn't want that. That would be quite embarrassing. Okay, so what's the verdict? Good, good. All right, now, go fix yourself up. Go back to your desk, do the rest of your work. I promise I will not be turning it on until we get to the restaurant. The reason I'm putting it in right now is because I want you to get used to it. We don't want you coming in your pants at the first vibration, do we? Oh, speaking of which, let's try a couple of vibrations right now. How does it feel? Good, good. All right. So, like I said, fix yourself up, go back to your desk, and anticipate a very eventful evening. See you soon. Hello, you made it. How was your day? Good. Did you have a chance to get used to my present? Nice. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so I have arranged for us to sit across from each other so I can look into your eyes the whole night. Okay? Follow me. Sandra, hello, hello. Have you met one of our star employees? Oh yes, he is a fantastic worker. Yes, I think I should be recommending him for a raise very soon. Perhaps even a promotion if he keeps up the good work. Oh, did he do some reports for you? How were they? Yes, I know he is very competent. He does deserve that raise. Don't you? Oh, no need to be modest. Yes, thank you, Sandra. I will talk to you very soon. But we did arrive a little bit late. It looks like everybody's sitting down to eat. I'll talk to you soon. You did very well there. Hardly even a flinch. I told you you were a natural. Come, come, there's your seat. Let me pull out your chair for you. Okay, I am going to have the steak, and you are going to have the salmon. Is that okay with you? We are going to get along famously, you and I. Are you ready for another? Well, it wouldn't really matter if you weren't. Anna, hello. Yes, yes. How are things in the finance department? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Really, you had to fire some people? That is quite a shame. What was that? Are you all right? You look a bit flushed. I do hope you're not ill. Anna, could you please check that poor boy's forehead? Tell me if he's ill. Oh, he feels hot, does he? Oh, poor thing. Are you sure you're all right? Yes, that's a good idea. Let's wait until the food comes, and then we'll see how you are after you've eaten something. Again, well done. Nothing gets past Anna. Oh, nothing. Nothing, Anna. Just sharing a secret with my star employee here. Oh, he's more than just a pretty face, I assure you. Don't underestimate a pretty face. That's what my mother always used to tell me. She really, really went through the ringer with my father. Yes, yes, I know. We really, really need to get more pretty faces around the office, even if they are a danger and a distraction. Oh, the food! Wonderful. Oh, it looks so delicious. That salmon looks absolutely divine. And this steak, it's so moist, so juicy. I'm going to take a bite of it right now. I don't care if it's rude. I am so, so insatiably hungry right now. Oh, delicious. This might possibly be the best piece of meat I've ever had in my mouth. Oh dear, you're not touching your salmon. Is there something wrong with it? Are you sure? Yes, that's a good idea. Go to the bathroom, splash some water on your face. Hi there. I suppose you didn't expect me to sneak up behind you in the men's room. Don't worry, I locked the door. We should be fine. Nobody was noticing me when I left. How are you feeling tonight? Are you enjoying yourself? No? Oh, I think you are enjoying yourself. You just don't want to admit it. I meant what I said. You are one of my best workers. That's exactly why I've been watching you. You're intelligent, competent, and of course beautiful. I like that in a man. And on top of all that, I can spot when there are men around me who have a repressed lust within them. I don't think it's a very good idea to repress that lust. Of course, we shouldn't let it go unchecked, don't get me wrong, but men should have a guiding female hand to allow them to express themselves sexually. That's exactly why I got you this present. I wanted you to feel free. Do you? Good. Good boy. Would you like to go out and rejoin the others? I very much would like to finish this night. Well, yes, I do see how that could be a problem. How about you put this on? Yes, that is a cock ring. No, you will not be coming tonight. I said you could express yourself sexually. That does not mean coming. God, men! You think everything about sex concerns coming. That's not the point, darling. Oh, don't worry. It's not like I'm never going to let you come. Just not tonight. When? Perhaps New Year? I think that's a good time. When we ring in the bells, I will ring your bell. Does that sound good? Oh, I'm so glad. I am going to treat you so well, sweetheart. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you have everything you need. And not just because you're a pretty face, but because you deserve it. Understand? Wonderful. Are you ready to go back? We're not finished our game tonight. All you have to do is submit yourself to my decisions, and I promise you, you will have a life filled with pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. Tonight is your first lesson in accepting that. Wonderful. Come on. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.